Drillers lead the Naturals. It's 10-8 as we're now into the top half of the seventh inning, thanks to a two-run double from Blake Galen. That is giving the Drillers the lead. Had to come back from four down, went four up, lost that lead. Now back on top by two with Kurch Kowalczyk still out there. Pitches into Nick Deeney, up and in, 1-0. Deeney is 1-for-2. He singled to center and was hit by a pitch his last time up. Kowalczyk came in, got a fly out and a couple of strikeouts. And say, hey, let's stick with him. That one just missed inside. Two balls, no strikes. Naturals go 8-9-1. That one's inside as well. Three balls now, no strikes. Here to Deeney. Kowalczyk looking in for the sign there. Finds one he likes. Comes set. 3-0. Fastball down the middle for a strike. 3-1. On this day in Dodger history, September 9th, 1965, one of the great days in Dodger history is. That was when Sandy Koufax pitched his perfect game. Only perfect game in Dodger history. That one's grounded over to third base. Easy play there for Mejia. Toss across the diamond is good. And Deeney is retired, one away. Brings up Umberto Arteaga, who's 0-for-3. Scored, though, after reaching on a fielder's choice in the fourth. Yeah, Koufax won the game. It was just 1-0 over the Cubs back in 1965. Had three no-hitters, and then the perfect game. First pitch is in there for a strike to Arteaga. Struck out 14 in that perfect game, including the last six of the game. Finishing strong was Koufax. 0-1, line foul to the right side, out of play. But for the Cubs, Bob Henley allowed just one hit and one walk. But he gets the loss, 1-0. And it didn't even come on the hit. It's the 0-2, chopped over to third base, but foul as Mejia catches it in foul ground. Dodgers scored in the fifth that night. The Lou Johnson walk. Up to second base on a sacrifice. Stole third, and then scored when that throw to third base to try to catch him stealing went out into left field. And the error. As Koufax became the first pitcher to throw four no-hitters. Became a Hall of Famer in 1972. Nothing in two to Arteaga. Off the end of the bat. A little squibbler over to first base. O'Brien had it, and then he dropped it. Still flips it over to Kowalczyk, who makes the play and gets the out. But O'Brien made it interesting. As when that ball's hit right off the end of the bat, it can do some squirrely things. And that was proof right there. As he had it, and just on the exchange to the bare hand, just popped out of his mitt. But able to make the play, save what would have been an error, get the out. So now back up to the top of the order for the Naturals. And Donnie DeWeese swings through the first one. DeWeese today is 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. He's also walked, scored twice. A 1-2 DeWeese. Fouled off left side, nothing in two. So, yeah, that Sandy Koufax perfect game happened on this day in Dodger history, September 9th, 1965. No balls, two strikes, two outs. 0-2, fouled off the screen again. DeWeese has scored three times today. And flat out to center to start the night off. Kowalczyk's been great out of the bullpen here today. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. His third strikeout as Kowalczyk has put together two perfect innings when runs have come by the handfuls here. It's time to stretch here at One Oak Field. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Drillers up 10-8 against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. This is Drillers Baseball on the Buzz.